This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. All lanes of Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon are now open after mudslides closed the interstate on Sunday due to heavy rain falling on the burn scar. Colorado sports betting increased in May, but the state's tax revenue from those wagers fell. CPR's Corey Jones explains.
Let's start with the numbers. Sports bettors wagered nearly $250 million in May. That number rose from the month before, but the state collected $635,000 in tax revenue, down from April by nearly $500,000. That's because Colorado only taxes profits made by casinos and sportsbooks. So if the house wins, the state wins. One thing that didn't change last month, 99% of sports bets were made online. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Health officials in Pueblo County have confirmed the presence of the Delta variant of COVID-19 in nearly 10 people. The variant was first discovered in India and spreads more easily than other versions of the virus. In Colorado, the strain was first discovered in Mesa County. The latest state data shows that Mesa County has the highest prevalence of the Delta variant, followed by El Paso County. In Denver, expect highs in the mid-70s the next few days. For Craig, the upper 70s. Right now in Denver, it's 73 degrees, in Rulison, 85, in Fruta, 91. This is CPR News at 6:06.